St. George, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Leader now on earth no longer, soldier of the eternal King, victor in the fight for heaven, we thy loving praises sing. Great St. George, our patron, help us, in the conflict be thou nigh. Help us in that daily battle, where each one must win or die. Praise him who in deadly battle never shrank from foeman's sword, proof against all earthly weapon, gave his life for Christ the Lord. Great St. George, our patron, help us, in the conflict be thou nigh. Help us in that daily battle, where each one must win or die. Who, when earthly war was over, fought but not with earth's renown, fought and won a nobler glory, won the martyr's purple crown. Great St. George, our patron, help us, in the conflict be thou nigh. Help us in that daily battle, when each one must win or die. If anyone wishes to be a follower of mine, he must deny himself, he must take up his cross, and come with me. Psalm 114. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name, O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If anyone wishes to be a follower of mine, he must deny himself, he must take up his cross, and come with me. If anyone serves me, my Father will honour him. Psalm 115. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If anyone serves me, my Father will honour him. If anyone denies himself for my sake, he will receive eternal life. A Canticle from Revelations chapter 4. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honour and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If anyone denies himself for my sake, he will receive eternal life. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 4. My dear people, if you can have some share in the sufferings of Christ, be glad, because you will enjoy a much greater gladness when his glory is revealed. It is a blessing for you when they insult you for bearing the name of Christ, because it means that you have the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God, resting on you. Responsory. You have tested us, God. You have brought us out into freedom again. You have tested us, God, and you have brought us out into freedom again. You have refined us like silver. You have tested us, God, and you have brought us out into freedom again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You have tested us, God, and you have brought us out into freedom again. The saints will dwell in the kingdom of heaven, their peace will last forever. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The saints will dwell in the kingdom of heaven, their peace will last forever. Intercessions. Let us give thanks to the King of Martyrs, for this is the hour when he offered himself in the Last Supper and laid down his life on the cross. We praise you, Christ the Lord. We praise you, Christ our Saviour, example and strength of the martyrs, because you have loved us to the end. We praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have promised repentant sinners the reward of eternal life, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have called the Church to offer the blood of the new and eternal covenant, the blood shed for the remission of sins, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have brought us to this day with the gift of faith intact, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because of the many brothers who today have come to share in your saving death, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Proclaiming your glory, Lord, we humbly ask that as St. George imitated Christ in his passion, so he may be a ready helper in our weakness. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.